For college students, the start of the semester has long meant an obligatory trek to the bookstore, where they fork over hundreds of dollars to buy textbooks. But nowadays, students are increasingly looking online to score cheaper books from sites like Amazon.com, and publishers are coming out with digital text for all those e-readers and Kindles. So in order to stay in business, college bookstores are having to adapt. And this year, for the first time, students at Boston University can rent textbooks. We sent Radio Boston intern Jason Breslow to BU's Barnes & Noble, where this textbook rental program is happening, to get students' reactions.
20. So your total is 137.60.
So I'm Steve Turco. I'm the general manager at Barnes & Noble at Boston University. In a lot of cases, students are looking for value. And for materials that students feel that they're not going to keep for their libraries, or they're not going to hang on for future courses or for future study, the value is in renting a book. They're able to spend less than 50% of the cost of the book, and they simply give it back to us at the end of the semester.
I'm Jeremy Hartman. I'm a sophomore here at BU, and I'm studying econ and film. I'm renting one of my textbooks. It was a macroeconomics textbook. It was, I think, like $130 to buy. It was like $80 if you got it online, and then it was $55 to rent it, I think. So it's considerably cheaper, but, you know, it works for me. I mean, I'm broke, so I need all the help I can get.
My name's Laura. I'm a junior, and I'm studying poli-sci and IR. I think it was probably because BU came out with the emails on BU Today and everything saying that they were starting to rent books, and I was like, why haven't I pursued this before? And then I kind of just looked into other options because I knew that anything that Barnes & Noble does is going to have some kind of markup anyway. So if I can rent books through here, I can probably rent them cheaper elsewhere, which is kind of true. So.
I'm Lauren McKenzie. I'm a freshman at Boston University, and I'm undecided. I rented most of my books as opposed to buying them. I personally think it's great because when I buy school books, I'm not going to be using them maybe in the future, so you can just return them. I don't like being stuck with like a bunch of books that I'm not going to use again.
I'm Taylor O'Brien, studying in the School of Management as a senior. Well, one of my books for finance was probably almost $200 new, and there was a used version that was maybe, you know, $50 less than that. The 50% off e-textbook, it was $100, but I, you know, it's still $100 for a digital copy of a book, so that's kind of expensive. I found a copy of it for $40. I think that, you know, once you get to, you know, junior, senior year, most people, they know to buy them online.
Coming up, the new season at Boston's Institute of Contemporary Art. We sit down with the museum's director, Jill Medvedel. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.